As the U.S. prepares to hand over power to the Iraqis, we turn to the question that's always on Will Celotan's mind. How will this affect the American presidential race? Will is Slate's and Day to Day's political analyst, and he joins us every week to discuss the presidential race. And welcome back to the show, Will.
Thanks, Madeline.
When we were preparing for this interview, you said you were thinking about something that George W. Bush said when he was governor during the 2000 campaign, and here he is in a debate with Vice President Al Gore from October of that year.
I would be very careful about using our troops as nation builders. I believe the role of the military is to fight and win war and therefore prevent war from happening in the first place.
So here we are 4 years later. How do you think those words have held up?
Well, I guess this is God's little joke on George W. Bush. He ran for president saying that we should not be using our troops for nation building. Then September 11th hits, which of course is a terrible tragedy, and Bush ends up becoming a president all about war. And he then invades a country, Iraq, which of course the principle has been said before, you break it, you own it. So now he has to build Iraq. And the problem is that building a country is, you know, fundamentally sort of a liberal enterprise. It's the United States government trying to make everything work, trying to make everybody's lives better, which is exactly what conservatives have preached against here. So Bush in 2000 was preaching what a good conservative would preach. You know, we use our military to fight bad guys, not to build countries. But he ends up sort of having to build a country in Iraq. I mean, we just had this comment in the newspaper today from the general that we just sent over to run day-to-day military operations in Iraq. He said, quote, "The day that you can get the economy a little better and employ a few more people, that's a few more people who will not be carrying AK-47s that night." Now, that is straightforward liberal rhetoric, right? You make people happier, give people jobs, they'll stop being mean, they'll stop shooting each other, crime will go down. In the United States, Republicans would run ads against anyone who said that, but now they have to run exactly that kind of a policy in Iraq.
Now, this year's Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry, also talking about nation building in a speech last week, a foreign policy speech, he said the U.S. should get Europe and the Arab world involved in rebuilding Iraq. And how realistic is that?
Well, you know, it's always possible to get other countries involved, but it ignores the question, and I don't think Kerry addressed this well, it ignores the question, on what terms? You know, Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, has said, you know, it's a question of whether the mission determines the coalition or the coalition determines the mission. If you set out, as John Kerry is setting out, to have a global coalition where everyone has to agree, then you're going to have to narrow the mission. And that's true in Iraq as in any other enterprise.
Now, how are these two candidates playing with veterans here at home? They both spoke at Memorial Day events. And who's winning that war?
Well, I thought it's really interesting the different ways in which Bush and Kerry are playing to veterans. I mean, Bush, of course, is the president, so he gets to stand there with as many military people as he can muster behind him. He has the flag and all of that. But he has this way of making you try to feel good about all the bad things that have happened on his watch. You know, okay, every time American soldiers get blown up by a bomb, you know, that's not bad policy. That's courage and sacrifice. So he used that language a lot. John Kerry, of course, used the asset that he has that very few Democrats have had. He used the Vietnam angle, went to the Vietnam Memorial, as he has done every year, just to remind everyone for the 1,000th time that he did serve in that war. And he also went to Virginia, and this is part of his new strategy. The Democrats have included Virginia, a very unusual state for Democrats to be targeting, has been won only once in recent decades by Democrats, but it's a very military state, and Democrats are thinking with a disastrous post-war in Iraq and with a veteran at the head of the Democratic ticket, this is their chance to include Virginia in their coalition.
Opinion and analysis from Will Celotan, who writes the Ballot Box column for Slate. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Madeline.